जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर वनचारी, यमुना तीर वनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय शरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा गोकुलानंद की जय। श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय। श्री श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा मय की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री गुरु गौरांग की जय। हरे कृष्णा। आई थिंक देयर हैज बीन सम टेक्निकल प्रॉब्लम, वी वर एक्सपेक्टिंग अ जूम कॉल एंड सो देयर इज सम इशू विथ अपलोडिंग ऑन द फेसबुक और समथिंग, आई डोंट नो, सो वी आर सॉरी वी आर लेट। The devotees are still trying to sort it out. There's some issue there. But I don't have any feedback from you to know whether you are able to see me clearly, whether you can hear me. You can see me. Hare Krishna. We may need to interrupt in between because we also have to telecast it on another Facebook page simultaneously, so we may get interrupted shortly for a minute or two. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So I'm very happy to be with all the devotees from Brisbane. I have many fond memories of my brief visit there to Brisbane amongst all of you in your small but very sweet temple. And I also hope that your plans for a larger project, a bigger temple, are proceeding well. I do hope that all of you can come together very nicely and try to establish a nice place of worship, a nice place where there is enough space for all the devotees to gather together for hearing about Krishna, chanting, serving, and celebrating festivals. So I do hope that this will happen soon by Krishna's mercy. Also, this is the time of the pandemic of the coronavirus, and I do hope that all of you are keeping well in the midst of this pandemic, health-wise, and also that you are able to utilize the time that you have available now for Krishna conscious advancement. Others will be joining on the Facebook, on another Facebook. Meanwhile, I think I will just begin the talk. The topic that I chose for today might seem a little strange. And the topic is Krishna's age. Just 1 minute, excuse me. The devotees are trying to sort out some technical issues here. So, the topic I have chosen for today is Krishna's age. So this might seem like a somewhat unusual topic for the simple reason that we all know as devotees, and that's one of the first things we learn from Bhagavad Gita philosophy, that Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is eternal and he has no birth. So where is the question of speaking about an age for him? If you look at the dictionary definition of the word age, it means the time that has elapsed since a person was born or since a thing was created. Yes? So therefore we can speak in terms of our age, or we can speak in terms of the age of the universe, for example, which is a thing. So we see this in connection with time. So long as we are under the jurisdiction of time, then the consideration of age comes in. Because then there is past, present, and future, and that is how time acts in this world. However, for those who are beyond time, what about them? Since age will come into the picture only for those who are under the control of time, the spiritual realm cannot be subjected to the control of time, and therefore there is no consideration of age of anything spiritual. So what to speak of Krishna, even for the spirit soul, there is no age. न जायते म्रियते वा कदाचिन्नायं भूत्वा भवितावान् भूयः अजो नित्यो शाश्वतोऽयं पुराणो न This is the ABCD of our Bhagavad Gita philosophy. For the soul, there is never birth. Jayate, there is no birth. Mriyate va kadachin. And there is no question of birth and death. Nayam bhutva bhavita vana bhuya. It is not that it came into being at some time in the past, it has come into being now, or it will come into being in the future. Yes. Ajaha means unborn. Nitya, eternal, Shashvata, ever-existing. Puranaha, which means very old, very ancient. Na hanyate hanyamane sharire. So, therefore, when this body is destroyed, so when the soul is also eternal, it is aja, which means unborn, it is nityam, eternal, shashvat, ever-existing. Where is the question of ascribing age to the spirit soul even? Because the soul also is not under the jurisdiction of time. So, and the soul may enter into a particular material body, and then for that living entity we talk in terms of time, of age, past, present and future. But for the soul, there is no such thing. And the soul is, after all, an emanation from Krishna, Krishna's marginal energy, spiritual in quality. So therefore, if the soul doesn't have an age in the sense that you cannot point out any time when it was created or it was born, and therefore in that sense it is ageless, similarly with Krishna. For Krishna also, there is agelessness in the sense that there is no creation, there is no birth, etc. And the word Ajaya comes up for Krishna, So there is no question of age for Krishna also, because the word Aja has been used many times for Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita and in other scriptures as well. For example, many times we hear actually in the Bhagavad Gita just excuse me with this Facebook thing, we have to... Is it done, the Facebook? No? Okay, so the other Facebook, they won't be able to hear. Okay. All right. So, anyway, so we are sorry about the other devotees who won't be able to make it. Some technical issues here. So, for example, in the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Yoma majam anadim cha veti loka maheshwaram asam murha samartyeshu sarva papahi pramuchyate. So, one who knows, veti means to know. So, yaha means who. So, who knows mam, me, to be ajam and anadim. Ajam means one who doesn't have any birth. Ja is janma or birth. Aja means no birth. And anadim, one who has no beginning. So one who knows me to be unborn and without a beginning, and asammudha samartyeshu, amongst the martyeshu, mortals in this world, that person is the one who is not deluded. Asammudha. Sammudha means bewildered or deluded or confused or ignorant. But one who understands the unborn nature of Krishna is wise and is not deluded. And also, sarva papaihi pramuchyate. He is freed from all sinful reactions. Similarly, elsewhere in the Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna says, naham prakashah sarvasya yogamaya samavritah mudhoyam nabhijanati lokomam ajam avyayam. Again, ajam and avyayam. Ajam means unborn, avyaya means imperishable. So Krishna says that for those who are in the material world, their eyes are covered by his curtain of the yogamaya potency, which prevents them from understanding who Krishna really is. Then again, param brahma param dhamma pavitram paramam bhavan purusham shashvatam divyam adi devam ajam vibhum. Again in the 10th chapter, Krishna says, or rather Arjuna is glorifying Krishna, and he says, my dear Krishna, you are the supreme absolute truth. You are the supreme abode. You are the supreme pure. You are the original person. Param brahma param dhamma pavitram paramam bhavan. So you are the supreme pure. Purusham shashvatam divyam. So you are the original divine person and you are also unborn. Adi devam ajam vipum. So you are the original deva, the original God. In this way, again and again, we will find references to Krishna's being beginningless and having no point when he was created or he was born. In the Brahma Samhita also we have Anadir Adir Govindaha. Anadi means one who has no Adi or beginning. And Adi in the second word refers to the fact that he is the Adi or the beginning of everything and everyone else. So Anadir Adir Govindaha Sarva Karana Karanam, he is the cause of all causes. So therefore it is clearly established in Bhagavad Gita and the other Vedic scriptures that Krishna is eternally existing. He is ageless in the sense that he does not have a point in time when you could say that he was born or he started existing from a particular point in time. So when you speak of Krishna's age, you can't put a number to it. It is infinite because it has been eternally existing in the past, and Krishna will eternally continue to exist in the future. So the age, the concept of age cannot be, shall we say, attributed to Krishna. But there will be interesting dimensions to this idea of age, which is why we have a whole lecture on this topic, and which we'll come to step by step in the course of this talk. So another reason why Krishna can be called ageless is that he always appears very young. Even in this world, when you want to compliment somebody for looking very young, even though he or she may be much older in age, you say, oh, you're looking ageless, which means that you haven't aged, you don't look your age. Someone may be 75 years old and may look like he or she is 50 or 55 or something. So another context in which the term ageless is used is when someone never looks old or when someone never appears to grow old. So in the Bhagavad Gita also Krishna says, Ajopi sannavyayatma bhutanam ishvaropi san prakritim svam adhishthaya sambhavam yatmamayaya. He says ajaha api, again the word aja. So you'll see how many times this word aja comes up. Many times, even in the Srimad Bhagavatam actually. So ajaha api, Krishna says, even though I am unborn, san avyayatma, and I am imperishable, bhutanam ishvaropi san, and I am the Lord of all living entities, prakritim svam adhishthaya sambhavami, and I descend into this world that is made of my maya shakti, the prakriti, the material nature, but I descend out of my internal energy, my spiritual potency, not in the way that we appear. When we appear or when we are born in this material world, we do so being subjected to the laws of material nature. But for Krishna, it is not like that. Krishna comes out of his own sweet will, and furthermore, He comes out of his own internal energy. He is not under the control of either his spiritual energy and also the material energy. Now, in this connection, I would like to read a small portion of Srila Prabhupada's purport. This verse is the sixth verse of the fourth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. And I'll read a small portion of this. Quote, "And although his body meaning Krishna's body, although his body does not deteriorate like a material body, it still appears that Lord Krishna grows from childhood to boyhood and from boyhood to youth. But astonishingly enough, he never ages beyond youth. At the time of the battle of Kurukshetra, he had many grandchildren at home. Or, in other words, he had sufficiently aged by material calculations. Still, he looked just like a young man, 20 or 25 years old. We never see a picture of Krishna in old age because he never grows old like us. Although he is the oldest person in the whole creation, past, present and future, neither his body nor his intelligence ever deteriorates or changes. Therefore, it is clear that in spite of his being in the material world, he is the same unborn, eternal form of bliss and knowledge, changeless in his transcendental body and intelligence." So here are some astonishing things about Krishna. So he is truly ageless. When we speak of somebody in the material world appearing ageless, it is only a relative thing. Sooner or later, that person will exhibit symptoms of old age in many different ways. So, but for Krishna, he is actually ageless because he never shows symptoms of old age. Even though he is the oldest person, as Prabhupada mentions here, that you never see a picture or a deity of Krishna in old age. Yes? You've seen so many deities of Krishna, you've been to so many temples, and not just ISKCON temples, but any other temple of Lord Krishna. Have you ever seen a deity of Krishna where he is bent over with a walking stick in his hand, or he has white long hair, or he has wrinkled skin, and so on? Never. Even though Krishna is the oldest personality in all of existence, still he always appears youthful. His age as the oldest person is never visible or evident on his form. And this is because Krishna has a form which is Satchidananda. It is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. And because it is a spiritual form, therefore it remains eternally youthful. It is not subjected to the degrading or the deteriorating effects of time as we know it in the material world. In the spiritual world, time acts in a different way. Time exists in all its purity in order to facilitate Krishna's pastimes. But in the spiritual world, time cannot destroy anything because everything in the spiritual world is indestructible. The world itself is indestructible, the spiritual bodies there are indestructible. Everything is indestructible in the spiritual world and they are changeless. So therefore they do not age. And this concept of God or anything on the spiritual platform never aging is difficult for many people to understand when they are not familiar with the idea of, with the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. For example, you may have heard of or seen people speaking about God as being a very old man, or maybe you've seen pictures depicting God as a very old man who's very weary because he's holding up the whole universe and he's got a long white beard. So there are such depictions that we can see in the world. So probably they're making paintings of God showing symptoms of old age because they have no conception of a spiritual body. They think that just as we develop symptoms of old age with time and it shows in our body, so similarly, because God is so old, then those symptoms must also show on Him. Although His life, He is eternally existing, but nevertheless He must be a very, very old looking man. But that is not the case. So these misunderstandings exist because of this reason. In the Brahma Samhita, Brahma says, Advaita Machyutam Anadimananta Rupam Adhyam Purana Purusham Navayauvanam Cha Vedesh Durlabhama Durlabham Atma Bhakto Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I offer my respectful obeisances, Brahma says, to that Govinda, who is the original personality of Godhead. And He is Advaitam, which means He is absolute truth. When we speak of somebody being absolute, Srila Prabhupada explains that that means that there is no duality in His person. We have duality in our person. For example, our body and soul is different. There is a clear distinction between our material body and the spiritual soul. And this is one of the first things we learn when we come to Krishna consciousness. But for Krishna, because He is absolute, there is no difference between the body and the soul. He is all soul, so to speak. The very substance of which His body is made is all spiritual, Satchidananda, Chinmaya. So therefore, Krishna is Advaitam, He is Achyuta. Achyuta means one who is never fallible. One fallible means that he cannot fall down into material consciousness or material life. And material life means forgetfulness. Forgetfulness of who we were in the past, forgetfulness of who God is and so on. But Krishna is always transcendental to forgetfulness. Anantarupam. Advaita Machyutam Anadim. Anadim means He has no beginning. Anantarupa means that He expands Himself into unlimited forms. Adhyam, the original person. Adhyam Purana Purusha. He is the Purana Purusha, which means He is the person who has been existing for a very, very long time, which indicates that He is the oldest person. Adhyam Purana Purusham. And then in the very next phrase, next two words, Brahma says, lest we imagine that because He is Adhyam and He is Purana Purusham, the oldest person, that He may look like a very, very old man. Brahma settles that by saying, Nava Yauvanam Cha. Nava means new. And Yauvanam means youth. So even though Krishna is the oldest of all personalities in existence, still He appears like a fresh youth, someone who hasn't even attained youth, just a stage of pre-youth, adolescence. This is the nature of Krishna. So this might appear like a contradiction. And because the Lord is absolute, therefore all contradictions can be reconciled or resolved in Him. Therefore the fact that He is the oldest of all, but looks very, very young, like a fresh youth, can be reconciled by understanding that Krishna's body is Satchidananda Vigraha. It is made of eternity, knowledge and bliss. It has nothing to do with the material elements that constitute this material world. Vedeshu Durlabham. And even by studying the Vedas, the Karma Kanda section, Rig Veda, Sam Veda and so many Upanishads, it is very hard to understand Krishna. Durlabham. Very hard to attain or understand. But Adurlabham Atma Bhakto. But for one who is a devotee of Krishna, Krishna is very easily understandable or very easily realizable. So in this way, Brahma has very nicely explained Krishna's extraordinarily divine characteristics, because of which we can understand that Krishna is ever youthful. In the Nectar of Devotion, which is Srila Prabhupada's summary study or comments plus commentary on the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu of Srila Rupa Goswami, there is a description of the qualities of Krishna, 64 chief qualities of Krishna. Krishna, of course, has unlimited qualities because he is unlimited. However, Srila Rupa Goswami has searched through the scriptures and identified 64 chief qualities amongst the unlimited qualities of Krishna. And the sixth quality in this list of 64 is that Krishna is ever youthful. So I will read out a particular section here. Vayasyanvitau, that is how Rupa Goswami says it in the original text. Or before that, maybe I'll just tell you what the verse is, then it'll be easier for us to, because Prabhupada doesn't mention the verse here. So we'll just chant the verse first, and then we will try to understand the meaning of it, and then see how Prabhupada has explained that in the Nectar of Devotion. This verse also appears in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the Madhya Leela, in the 20th chapter, I think the 380th verse probably. So it is part of what is known as Sanatan Shiksha amongst the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Just as the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami are called Rupa Shiksha, the teachings of Mahaprabhu to Sanatan Goswami are called Sanatan Shiksha. So as part of his teachings to Sanatan Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also speaks about the different ages of Krishna when he appears here in this material world. Vayaso vididhatvopi sarva bhakti rasashrayah dharmi kishora evatra nitya lila vilasavan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Nitya Leela Vilasavan. Vilasavan indicates, Vilas means to enjoy. Van means one who enjoys. One who does something. So Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. But he doesn't enjoy material nature. So what does he enjoy? Nitya Leela. His eternal pastimes which take place on the spiritual world. And that supreme enjoyer is Sarva Bhakti Rasa Ashrayaha. He is the ashraya or the refuge or shelter of Sarva Bhakti Rasa, all types of devotional transcendental mellows, rasas. And when he descends into the material world, he appears in different ages, vayaso vividhatvo. Vividha refers to variety. So Krishna goes through the different ages starting from birth. And he's dharmi. Dharmi means that is his constitutional position to be the supreme enjoyer. It is his constitutional position to be the ashraya or shelter of all devotional mellows. But amongst all these different ages, vayaso, vididhatvo, the kaishora evatra, the age of adolescence or pre-youth, which is the same as navayovanam, which I mentioned earlier, that is the best. So this is the important consideration here. Now Srila Jiva Goswami has commented on this verse in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, And he has mentioned that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. He performs his Nitya Leela, yes. And in the course of doing so, he has these ages. Vayaha means age. So from he goes from Balya, which is also called Kaumara, which is childhood. And then there is Pauganda, which is boyhood. And then there is Kaishora, which is adolescent or pre-youth. Later there is Yauvanam. So these are the different stages in human society of the development of an individual, starting from childhood to boyhood to adolescence to youth and so on. So of all these ages, Kishora Evatra. So this Kishora, the age of adolescence, is the best. Now the question may be asked, why is it the best? Why is the stage of adolescence of Krishna the best? And the answer is given in this verse, because Sarva Bhakti Rasa Ashrayaha. Because it is at this age of Kishore, of adolescence, that Krishna manifests all the rasas. And therefore he is dharmi, which can also mean a full manifestation of all the qualities. The qualities that pertain to all the different rasas. There are five main rasas, as you are all aware. So Krishna is the one who manifests all of them. And this manifestation of these divine qualities of Krishna comes to its pinnacle when Krishna is in the stage of adolescence. So because the Kishore Avastha, or the stage of adolescence, is the stage in which Krishna starts manifesting all his divine qualities in perfection, and because he relishes all the rasas in this stage, the Kishora stage, the adolescent stage of Krishna, is considered to be supreme. In the Kaumara stage, which is the Balyavastha, the stage of childhood, which is generally for ordinary children up to the age of 5, but in Krishna, Kaumara stage ends a little earlier because of Krishna's premature development. He is precocious in every respect. So in the Kaumara stage, one generally relishes only the Vatsalya Rasa, the Rasa, the mellow of parental love and affection. So the child also doesn't understand anything else except the parents, and the child can't relate to any other rasa except this rasa. But he will demand things, and the parents or the elders or whoever will just fulfill those demands. Similarly, the parents like to relate to the child the most when the child is in this Balya Avastha, in the stage of Kumar, because the child is helplessly dependent on the parents. When the children grow up, then they're not so much dependent on the parents. The degree of dependence starts reducing as the children grow up. And to that degree, the sweetness of the Vatsalya Prem, or the parental love, kind of diminishes. But the main period for relishing that is Balya Kaumara, the stage of childhood. As children move into the sixth year of life, generally, as far as humans are concerned, then they start having friends, they start playing games, and they become very attached to their friends. So that is when they start relishing the Sakhya Rasa, the mellow of fraternal love, that means friendship. Of course, the rasas relished in this world are a perverted reflection of the pure rasas relished in the spiritual world and in Krishna consciousness. But nevertheless, we do find them, at least in reflected form, here in the material world. So that stage, which is called Pauganda, from the age of 6 to 10, is the stage when the child relishes the rasa of friendship. Again, Krishna reaches this stage and relishes it at an earlier age because of his maturity. Similarly, for other children, for humans, when they cross the age of 10 and enter the 11th year, generally, the stage of adolescence begins. And that is a stage gradually the puberty sets in, there are hormonal changes that take place, and the boys and girls then become aware of another life which they did not know earlier because of their innocence. So the puberty and the onset of puberty and the activation of certain hormones in the body creates certain new outlook for them. So that is the stage where the beginning of the Shringara Ras can happen. The conjugal mellow can take place. And then of course one moves on to Yovanam, which is youth, which is after the completion of the 15th year. So again, Krishna completes these stages at an earlier because of his maturity. So in the Kaumara stage of life, Krishna relishes only the Vatsalya Bhav, the parental affection. Krishna relishes mostly the Sakya Bhav and also the parental Bhav to some degree in the Pauganda stage, in the stage of boyhood. But when he reaches Kaishora or adolescence, this is the time when he relishes not only the Vatsalya Ras, the parental love, and also the love of friendship, although the parental love may have got somewhat diluted at this time, but he also relishes the Shringara Ras, the conjugal mood. So therefore, because the Kishore age manifests all these qualities pertaining to all the rasas, therefore this is considered the most excellent age of Krishna. So let me read out now the what Srila Prabhupada says in Nectar of Devotion here. Quote, Krishna is beautiful at his different ages, namely his childhood, his boyhood, and his youth. Out of these three, his youth is a reservoir of all pleasures and is the time when the highest varieties of devotional service are acceptable. At that age, Krishna is full with all transcendental qualities and is engaged in his transcendental pastimes. Therefore, devotees have accepted the beginning of his youth as the most attractive feature in ecstatic love. At this age, Krishna is described as follows. The force of Krishna's youth was combined with his beautiful smile, which defeated even the beauty of the full moon. He was always nicely dressed, in beauty surpassing even Cupid, and he was always attracting the minds of the gopis, who were thereby always feeling pleasure. So this is how Srila Prabhupada translates this verse from the Nectar of Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu that I said, and the next verse also, which I haven't cited. But we heard Srila Prabhupada's translation. So therefore we can understand that the Kishore Avastha, or the state of adolescence, is the super excellent age in terms of Krishna's various ages. And Mahaprabhu, in his teachings to Sanatan Goswami, a few verses later explains, Krame balya pauganda kaishorata prapti rasadi lila kore kaishora nitya sthiti. He says, Krame, that means in sequence, balya pauganda kaishorata prapti. Krishna progressively attains the stages of balya, which means childhood, pauganda, which means boyhood, and kaishora, which means adolescence. Ras adi lila kore kaishorya nitya sthiti. Sthiti means a situation, opposition. Nitya means eternal. So Mahaprabhu says, Kaishora Nitya Sthiti, which means the age of adolescence is Krishna's permanent or eternal situation. A very, very important point for us to reflect on. That even though Krishna goes through, he is born here in this world, so it appears. Of course, his appearance is transcendental, we all know that. But he goes through the motions. He appears from the womb of Mother Devaki, and then he's a helpless little baby, and then he's transferred across the Yamuna, and then Vrindavan, he's brought up on his mother's milk, and then as he grows further, he enters into boyhood, and at each stage he performs different types of pastimes suitable to his age, and sometimes which are so extraordinary, they are not suitable for any human being, which is what makes the Brajabasis so wonderstruck. So Krishna goes through these motions of the krama, balya, pauganda, kishore. And then once he reaches the kishore avastha, the stage of adolescence, he does not grow beyond that. And we have just seen the reason for Krishna not growing beyond the stage of adolescence is because it is at this stage that Krishna can relish all the rasas. And what is the one rasa that Krishna is not able to relish when he is at the earlier stages of life, like balya and pauganda? That is the conjugal mellow, his relationships with the young gopis, specifically the performance of pastimes like the Rasa Leela. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentions here, Rasa Adi Leela Kore Kishora Nitya Sthiti. So, because the stage of Kishora is most suitable, most appropriate for the performance of pastimes like the Rasa Leela, so Krishna remains in that state of Kishore always. So this is Krishna's eternal form. He never changes. He will always remain at this form, and this is how he appears in the spiritual world in Goloka Vrindavan. In Goloka Vrindavan, you will not find childhood pastimes, boyhood pastimes. You will find that these exist when Krishna appears in the material world. When Krishna descends from Goloka Vrindavan in the spiritual world to the material world, he also brings his associates and his own abode Vrindavan Dham with him. And he performs those pastimes that he performs over there, here as well. But in addition, Krishna also performs certain other pastimes which he doesn't perform in the spiritual world, because he goes through the stages of childhood and boyhood, which, and the pastimes associated with that, which do not happen there. So there in Goloka Vrindavan, in the spiritual world, Krishna is eternally a fresh youth, Navayauvanam or Kishore. So therefore Krishna has many names like Navakishore or Navalakishore or Navayauvana or just Kishore. And Radharani is called Kishori, who is the adolescent girl, or Navalakishori, the fresh adolescent girl. So both Srimati Radharani and Sri Krishna and their young gopi and gopa friends are all adolescents. They're of slightly different ages, but they remain at that age eternally in Goloka Vrindavan in the spiritual world. So there is no change in appearance of the Lord or his associates. They are at the same fixed age always. Mother Yashoda Nanda Maharaj and the other older gopas and gopis, they're always at that older age in Goloka Vrindavan. But remember, even that older age is a spiritual body. So there's no you know, body aches, and there's no sprains and arthritis and osteoporosis, all these other problems that come with the material body. So even though they're older enough, because they're the parents of Krishna, and the other gopas and gopis are parents of the other boys and girls there, but they remain, they have always been at that age, and they will always remain at that older age compared to Krishna and the gopis and the gopas, the young gopas. So in this way we see that in Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna is eternally a youth. And it is mentioned that his eternal age specifically is about 15 years, 9 months and 7 days. That's how old he looks, and eternally there. Although he's the oldest person, but he looks and he acts like he's this age over there. And Srimati Radharani is 14 years, 2 months and 15 days in terms of how she appears there, and she remains at that age eternally. So Krishna's friends, the cowherd boys, are at different ages around that. Srimati Radharani's gopi friends, the sakhis, are also around that age, some a little younger, some of the same age, and so on. So in the spiritual world, there is the unique feature of everybody, including Krishna and Srimati Radharani, being of that same age eternally. And even though the Vrindavan that is manifest in the material world is the same as that spiritual world, but it is also different in the sense that there are some extra things that happen here, some more relish that Krishna can perceive here. And therefore here he goes through the motions, the body goes through the childhood, then he acts like a child also. You know, when Vayasyanvitam, Rupa Goswami says in the beginning of the verse that I just quoted from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Vayasyanvitam, Anvitam means to identify completely. So the implication of this statement is that when Krishna appears in this, or when he is in Goloka Vrindavan, he identifies with that age. He lives that age. For example, here, when a child is a child in the material world, it acts its age. It identifies with itself as a child. A teenager identifies with himself or herself as a teenager. An old man may wish that he was a young man, but he still may hope to identify with a young man, but he identifies himself as an old man. So Krishna identifies with the youth, adolescent youth of 15 years in Goloka Vrindavan, but when he descends into the material world and performs pastimes in this Vrindavan, which is the Bhauma Vrindavan, the Vrindavan which has manifested on Bhumi or on earth, then when he goes through childhood, Anvitam means that he identifies with that phase of childhood. Not only does he act like a child, but he is completely into it. He completely believes he is a child. So this is an important point of Siddhanta also, of Tattva, that when Krishna is a child, when he manifests himself here, he is not just play acting. This is a conclusion that has been very clearly stated by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in relation to the Damodar Leela. And he says that Krishna was actually afraid when Mother Yashoda was chasing him with a stick and wanted to bind him after that as a punishment. So Krishna was not play acting. He was actually fearful. That is because Krishna wants to relish the taste of the rasa of that particular stage of life. And in order to do that, he can't just be like an actor superficially playing a role. He has to get so involved in that role that he has to identify himself with that phase completely. So when Krishna plays, or when he performs the pastimes of a child, he is completely absorbed in that and he believes himself to be a child. Similarly, when Krishna enters the boyhood stage of Pauganda, he identifies himself with boyhood. He acts like a boy of his age. He also imagines himself to be a boy of his age. Similarly, when he gets into Kaishora, then he acts like an adolescent. And in his mind, he also identifies with it. You know, elsewhere, Srila Prabhupada gives a very interesting definition of what Leela is when it comes to Krishna. He says when Krishna thinks that he is a cowherd boy, that is Leela. Very interesting and nice point. So Krishna is actually the Supreme Absolute Truth. He is the origin of everything. The material and spiritual worlds all emanate from him. He is the origin of all the expansions, the avatars. He is almighty, omniscient, omnipotent. But still, he likes to think of himself as a cowherd boy and he identifies with it completely. He is absorbed in that self-conception of himself as a cowherd boy. So therefore in Vrindavan, when Krishna is playing like a cowherd boy, then he will act like that, like an innocent cowherd boy. When Brahma comes in front of him with his four heads, he'll look innocently. Who is this golden-complexioned, effulgent personality with four heads, looking there very innocently, just like a boy of 5 years old? Because he's absorbed in that. But sometimes, occasionally, he displays his Aishwarya also. So then he will reprimand Brahma gently, or he will reprimand Indra gently after the Govardhan Leela is over. But otherwise, Krishna gets completely absorbed in his self-conception of being a cowherd boy. So this is called a Leela or a pastime. In the Nectar of Devotion, at various points, Srila Rupa Goswami has given descriptions of the different characteristics that Krishna's body manifests and also the different mental attitudes and behaviors that Krishna exhibits at the different ages. As in when he grows in early childhood, mid-childhood, late childhood, early boyhood, mid-boyhood, late boyhood, early adolescence, little later in the adolescence. So he gives the symptoms, the behavioral and physical symptoms of Krishna's appearance. So those of you who are interested to know more, you please read the Nectar of Devotion. So thus, the conclusion is that the Kaishora form of Krishna, the adolescent pre-youth form of Krishna is the best, the super excellent form. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita also there is one phrase which comes across in another pastime which I don't have the time to narrate now, in which Mahaprabhu says, Vayaha Kaishorakam Dhyeyam. Vayaha means the age, Kaishorakam means the age of adolescence, Dhyeyam means one which is worthy of being meditated upon. So as devotees of Krishna, while we certainly appreciate and relish everything connected to Krishna, including his childhood pastimes and his boyhood pastimes, in particular, the object for meditation, as per Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is the stage of Krishna when he is in adolescence or pre-youth. Vayaha Kaishorakam Dheyam. So the adolescent stage of Krishna is the stage of life when we should meditate. That can be the object of our meditation. Krishna as an adolescent youth, playing the flute, grazing the cows, the darling of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, and the eternal enjoyer of Srimati Radharani and the gopis. This is the Krishna we want to think about. So I'll stop here. Thank you very much. I think if you have any questions, you may ask.
Do gopas have material bodies which grow old?
Do gopas have material bodies which grow old? Okay, that's the first question that has come from Facebook. No, the gopas and gopis all residents of spiritual of Vrindavan, including the trees, the animals, the birds, the grass, the water, everything is Chinmaya. Everything is spiritual. Nothing in Vrindavan is material. Next question?
Not yet.
Not yet, okay. So, all right, my best wishes to all the devotees of Brisbane, and I do hope and pray that individually and collectively all will continue your Krishna consciousness with enthusiasm and sincerity and work together cooperatively to build a very nice center for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada. Let there be a nice center coming up with Gaur Nithai. I think you have Gaur Nithai there, isn't it? And later, when you have a nice temple, then you can have maybe Radha Krishna deities also at some point, when you have enough devotees who can do all the worship and so on. So, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna.